Okay, welcome back to another episode of the Vikings Voices podcast. We're joined by the Augustana wrestling team, head coach Jason Reitmeyer and assistant coach Chisholm Fink. Thanks for joining us, guys. No problem. All right, we're going to start with some background and learn a little about you guys. So, Jason, you're up first. You came to Augie in the mid-90s. I know you look much younger than that, but mid-90s. And in 97, you secured a berth at Nationals as a wild card, seated 7th at 142 pounds, and went on to win a national title. That's the short version. Tell us a little bit about your journey, how you got to Augustana, and what your career was like here.
Well, I graduated in 92 from Worthington High School, and my sister was actually going to school here at Augustana. So I had been up here quite a few times and met Craig Pressler, the head wrestling coach. Of course, I had bigger dreams at the time and went to Lincoln, Nebraska. I was there for 3 years, and then things just didn't work out the way I thought they would, so I transferred to Augie, and the rest, I guess you could say, is history.
All right, Chisholm, you're a South Dakota native, not from Minnesota, but you also wrestled here at Augie, and you placed 4th at the national tournament and earned All-American status in 2012. Tell us where you grew up and how you got to your journey to become a Viking.
I grew up in Harrisburg, South Dakota, so just down the road, you know, 15 minutes away. I came here for camps and all sorts of stuff growing up as a kid. When I was a junior in high school, I started coming up quite a bit and doing a lot of training and stuff like that, and Jason started recruiting me, and I had a few offers that were probably better to go different places, but this is where I felt like I would be a national champ, an All-American. I thought it was the place I needed to be to have the success that I wanted to have, so chose to come here.
And the rest is history.
The rest is history.
All right, well, let's go to the mat now for your guys' team. Over the weekend, you placed 7 of 18 wrestlers at the Jim Cook Open. Jason, how do you think your team performed, and what were some of the positives that you took away?
Well, you know, I thought we wrestled at a high pace. We were aggressive and went forward for the most part. And that's what we're really trying to get through to the guys right now is wrestling at a high pace. Conditioning-wise, we're in great shape. Chisholm's been doing a great job with really pushing these guys in practice and telling them the same thing over and over again, that we need to be going forward, we need to be offensive, we need to be scoring points. We're going to give up points at times, but if we keep going forward, we're going to score more points than they are.
All right, for you, Chisholm, what do you think the biggest strength right now? You know, I know it's individual and a team sport, but if you were to kind of look at your guys as a whole, what do you think one of the biggest strengths or one of the biggest positives through 4, 5, 6 opens are?
Well, I think they're starting to buy in to what we've been preaching, you know, the last 3, 4, 5 months. They're you know, their shape and everything's coming along, so that helps. But we're seeing improvements, and we're seeing what we're talking about and working on and preaching in the wrestling room. We're seeing some of that stuff, some of those results in our competition, which is good. So that's probably the best.
Jason, you guys are ranked, the team is ranked right now 4th in the region. Tell people about what makes this region so difficult. Someone that's not familiar with necessarily college wrestling or for that matter this region, what makes this region one of the toughest in the country?
Well, first of all, it's all 9 teams from the NSIC, and then you throw in Wisconsin Parkside. If people are familiar with the NSIC, in every sport we're competitive nationally, so it's no different than in wrestling. St. Cloud has won the last 3 national titles. I think they've won 4 or 5 of the last 6. So that's always a huge thing to put out there that we got the national championship team here in our region and conference. Upper Iowa's been a top 10 team year in and year out. Same thing with Mankato. And then, of course, with us in there, and then Mary getting better. Parkside last year compete for a team national title, but they would have been a top 4 team if they would have kept team points. So you can just see there's 5 or 6 teams there that can be in the top 20 at any given moment, and most of them can make probably the top 10.
And individually, Chisholm, Lucas is ranked 8th at 174. Break him down as a wrestler. How have you seen him kind of grow and progress, and what makes him one of the top 10 in the region, in the nation, sorry?
Well, he kind of gets the mental side of things and how to approach it. you know, he doesn't like to lose. He's competitive. He likes to win, but it doesn't really affect him. You know, if he takes, you know, he's taken losses here and there every year that he's wrestled. He's very resilient and able to bounce back and go on to the next one, learn from his mistakes and move on. You know, technically, he's got a great double leg, great high crotch, rides pretty hard, super flexible. You know, he's talented, you know, physically gifted. As far as flexibilities and some things that he can do on the mat compared to most people can't do. So that's kind of makes him who he is.
All right, moving forward, you guys get ready for conference, the conference season here. I mean, you got still about a month away, but Jason, what's kind of, does your message change when you go into a conference, you know, to the conference meets compared to the message in an open, or is it kind of just consistent, let's focus on us, let's do us?
It's pretty consistent. We're still going to be preaching the same things in practice, working on the same things, and just continue to progress. Each and every match, we want to see that growth and improvement, and we hope we see that when we get back from Christmas and the Viking Warrior, and then when we hit Northern State and so on. So it's just about growth and getting better every week and every match, I should say, and then hopefully by the regional, we're peaking at the right time.
All right, perfect. Well, now we go on to our everyone's favorite part of the Vikings Voices podcast, and that's the lightning round. So I'll throw out about 8-10 questions here. You guys just 1-2-3-word, one sentence answer, and you guys each have to answer everyone. No skips, no mulligans, nothing like that. All right, so we're going to start Jason Chisholm. All right, favorite day of the week?
Monday.
Friday.
Favorite athlete growing up and why?
Dan Gable, he was the GOAT, man.
John Smith, he was better.
Favorite U.S. city to visit or to live in outside of the one that you're in right now?
Denver.
Cody, Wyoming.
Nickname your parents used to call you or still do?
Jay.
Stink.
Mine was Pookie, so we'll throw that out there. Last song or album that you listened to?
Oh, boy. It was probably, Go to Chisholm.
Has to be intentional, not like just came on the radio. Like last one.
I know.
Coulter Wall. I can't remember. It's Songs of the Plains or something like that.
I haven't listened to one in a long time, so I don't know.
All right. Would you rather be able to speak every language in the world or be able to talk to animals?
Talk to animals.
Talk to animals.
Is it wrong for a vegetarian to eat animal crackers?
Yes.
No.
Favorite holiday and why?
It's got to be Christmas. See the whole family.
4th of July.
Any reason?
I go backpacking.
Nice. How long does it... This one... Probably not meant for three guys. How long does it take you to get ready?
In the morning?
Yeah.
Shower and everything?
Yeah.
15 minutes.
Yeah, 5-10 minutes.
Yeah, 5 minutes. Scale of 1 to 10, how good of a driver are you? And let's throw in a bonus question. How good of a driver is your coach sitting next to you? First for yourself.
Great driver. And he's a good driver, too, as far as I remember.
Jason's a good driver. I'd give myself like a 6.
All right. Fill in the blank. Brock Lesnar is
strong.
Big.
Thoughts that can't be shared. At what age do you want to retire in? At
45.
He's 45 right now.
31.
31. All right. Would you rather take an invisibility cloak, or to have strength like the Hulk?
Strength.
Invisibility.
All right, that's all we got. Thanks, guys, for joining us.
Thank you.